you have a lot of antigen present in the sample. In that case, it can happen that the amount of antigen exceeds the amount of conjugate antibody on your test strip, meaning that all your antibodies will be saturated by antigen, but you will still have remaining antigen that did not bind any antibody. Now, when the migration starts, what will happen? The antigen that is not bound to an antibody is smaller, which means that it migrates faster than the antibody-antigen complex. So you see here that it migrates faster than the antibody-antigen complex. So by the time the antibody reaches the test line, it has already been saturated by the antigen that has not bound an antibody. But this antigen is not bound to a conjugate, which means that there will be no color change in the test line. The conjugated antibody-antigen complexes will just continue migration and be bound to the control line. So you have a positive control but a negative test line. The prosome effect does not always have to be this extreme. It can be that most of the antibodies on the test strand are saturated by antigen, but some can still be bound to an antibody antigen, which will make the test line positive, but only slightly positive. Which is the reason why the strength of the test line should never be interpreted as parasitemia, because in this case you have a lot of antigen, which means that the patient is probably highly infected with Plasmodium falciparum. That is why this effect is so dangerous, because you miss the patients with the highest parasitemias, which are the ones that are the most at risk. So in the example that we saw in the question, the left side is a test based on the HRP2 molecule. As I said in the beginning, the